Chapter 78. An hour later, Jesse, Captain Healy, and assorted cops, State and Swan Harbor, stood on the rocks at Shelter Cove, a small wedge-shaped cut-in 2 miles north of the Swan Harbor town line. If the boat had drifted into the cove at night, it was easy to understand how she'd been missed. In the dark, she'd be nearly impossible to see. Now 10 feet below them, the Dragao Reina, secure to some makeshift moorings, bobbled gently in the water. Jesse had never been to Shelter Cove before, but he'd seen a photo of it. He just couldn't remember where he'd seen it. "My guys are almost done in there," Healy said. "Then you can have a look before the Marine unit tows her back to wherever the hell they tow boats to. Geez, that boat smells of fish." "Fishing boats are like that."
"Funny man, Jesse, funny man."
Jesse asked, "Where are the bodies?"
"On the way to the morgue."
"You said something about a confession." Healy smiled.
"I thought you'd never ask."
Jesse scowled. "What bug crawled up your nose this morning?" "It's too neat."
"You won't be saying that when you've had a gander below decks. Looks like the floor of a butcher shop without the sawdust."
"That's not what I mean," Jesse said.
"Then what?"
"These two guys, Dragao and Milner, they weren't the confessing types."
"I don't know," Healy said. "A man, any man, carries a burden long enough, the weight'll begin to drag him under. Maybe that's what happened here."
Jesse shook his head.
Healy kept at him. "Look, aren't you the one who's always saying to follow the evidence?"
"I am."
"Then follow it. You haven't even seen the damned confession or the shape of the boat."
Jesse asked, "Which one of them wrote it?"
"Milner."
"Okay, that's better. If you said it was Dragao, I would have called bullshit on that."
"Why, the fisherman a man of few words?"
"Few words that weren't swear words," Jesse said. "Let me see it."
"Tommy," Healy called to one of his men. "Tommy, get me the confession letter."
A few minutes later, Tommy handed him an evidence bag. Jesse could read the typed note through the clear plastic. The letter was addressed to him. He read it aloud.
"Chief Stone, I guess I should start by saying that me and Alicio killed Mary Kate and Ginny all them years ago. Not that it means nothing now, but we didn't mean to do it. I swear. It just started out as some fun that went bad. Me and Alicio and Ginny was high and shit-faced. That bitch Mary Kate wouldn't get high or drink or nothing. If she hadn't gone all psycho on us, none of this would have happened. We was all just supposed to go out to Styles to Humpback Point and have some fun. Ginny Connolly and me kind of had a thing for each other, and I asked her to meet me at the park that night and then to go out to Humpback Point with me. But she said she wouldn't go out to Styles without Mary Kate with her. And the only way I could get that bitch Mary Kate to come was to tell her Zivon would meet us there because she was all hot for him. I figured if Mary Kate had to come along, I would bring Alicia with me because we was pals. You wasn't around then, Stone. Zivon is what we used to call Warren Zabriskie. We was all on the Sacred Heart Hoops team together. Anyways, we get out to Humpback and me and Ginny are getting naked and stuff, and Alicia got carried away and started trying to kiss Mary Kate. She was screaming her head off and shit, and Alicia ripped her clothes off and forced her. Ginny pushed me off her and went to help Mary Kate. When she tried pulling Alicia off Mary Kate kneed him. That's when it got real bad. Alicia lost it and stabbed Mary Kate and kept stabbing her like a million times. Finally, I get him to stop, but Mary Kate is dead. Then Ginny is freaking out, Stone. Next thing I knew, I had a big rock in my hand and Ginny was on the grass there naked and not moving or nothing. Alicia took the rock out of my hand and hit her in the head again. He said he would have had to kill her anyways. We waited until it was real late and the harbor had gotten emptier. We loaded the girls' bodies on the rowboat. Alicia said he knew what to do. He knew a place to ditch them that nobody would find them. We rowed to a place Alicia's dad told him about, a secret place where you could get into Penacook Inlet. The rest was easy. That old building on Trench Alley was easy to get into. We scuttled the boat in the inlet. It's still probably there. We was crazy nervous for a few months, and then things were cool. Then when Zivon came home that next summer, him and me got drunk one night, and I got all guilty and confessed. Me and Zivon was tight, and he kind of freaked out.
I was scared he would go to the cops, but he didn't. He just went away, and if he stayed away, I wouldn't be writing this. But he came back saying he found God and needed to tell what he knew, and that he hoped that me and Alicia would go with him and confess our sins. We couldn't do that, so me and Alicia, we done the one thing we had to. We killed Zivon the night of the big storm in the shed. Alicia was ditching his body next to the girls when the building started to go down. He figured he'd come back and get Zivon the next morning and dump him out in the ocean, but it was too late. Killing Zivon brung it all back to me, and I couldn't take it no more. Alicia told me I should get somebody to burn down the two houses because of DNA stuff you was talking about and to throw you off me and his tails. So I paid a guy I knew a few $100 to do that and get rid of my van. I'm going to tell Alicia that I got to confess. I hope I got the balls to do it. Tell Mrs. O'Hara I didn't mean it, and I guess neither did Alicia. He was just crazy drunk. I think I'll be telling Maxie Connolly myself soon. Jesse handed the letter back to Tommy. Somebody called up from the boat. Come on, Jesse, Healy said. We can take a look now. Healy hadn't exaggerated. The boat was slaughterhouse bloody. Healy's forensics guy walked Jesse through it. Knife is standing here. Gun is standing in front of knife, maybe 2 feet away. Knife lunges, stabs gun. Gun fires, wings knife and shoulder. See the hole in the wall and the blood spatter over my left shoulder? Jesse saw the hole in the spatter. We dug a slug out of there. Wounded, knife stabs and keeps stabbing gun. Gun fires again, this time wounding knife in the abdomen. See the spatter in the hole behind me, slightly to my right? Jesse saw the spatter in the hole. We dug a slug out of there also, but it wasn't in deep in the wall. So now both badly wounded, they collapsed to the floor. See those two large pools of blood there and there? Jesse noted them. Gun drops weapon and crawls up the steps. Knife follows sometime later, weapon still in hand. On deck, both having lost considerable amounts of blood and in shock, they struggle. The deck slick with blood and seawater. They both go overboard. When the boat was found, it was out of gas, and indications are the engines had been running. The boat drifted into Shelter Cove under power. The bodies were washed north by the current and came to shore. We recovered the .38 in the cabin, and a 4-inch buck hunting knife up top.